Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At least some of the poets who composed Psalms are also called prophets. We have clear evidence of that as we approach the end of Psalm 102. Can you imagine yourself being the one pouring out your complaint to the Lord in this poem? Your quill scratches on the parchment as you write, quote, "I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping," verse 9. Clearly, it isn't a happy song. You are comforted by the fact that the Lord hears you, and though your life is coming to an end, He isn't going anywhere. Quote, "But you, O Lord, shall endure forever," verse 12. Then, as you continue, quote, "He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days," verse 23. Something or someone comes over you. Your subject abruptly changes, and you pen these words, quote, "Your years are throughout all generations. Of old, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak you will change them, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end." Verses 24 to 27. What a refreshing change. Instead of talking about yourself and your soon approaching demise, you're exulting in the one who is there at the beginning, laying earth's foundations. But more, he will be there to fold up the universe like work clothes when he's finished with it. But it's more shocking than that. After all, you're a monotheistic Jew, and probably unknown to you, you have been describing no one other than Jesus, the yet-to-be incarnated Son of God. I know, because I've read Hebrews 1, verses 10 to 12. And in between making the world and replacing it, he entered it in disguise and let his creatures crucify him so that he might redeem it. Selah.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.